Remember anything about the depression that you'd like to bring up?
Well, Las Vegas never suffered a depression like the rest of the country, because we were just going through the building of the dam and people coming here, people opening businesses, and thousands of men working on the dam that kept the economy of the
Southern Nevada area
very good at that time.
That's about it. Mm-hmm.
Does that Nevada book have anything about the dam in it?
I didn't ever saw it. Did you, Adrian? In the early days of Las Vegas, there was only one picture show. And then owned by our mayor, Ernie Cragen, and then a few years later, Arthur Brick and Roscoe Thomas built the theater known as the Palace Theater.
On South Second.
On South Second Street, across from the courthouse. And then a group of citizens, about 20 of us, donated money. And they built what is now the Las Vegas Municipal Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a plaque. As you enter the snack bar at the golf course, it has the names of the original donors. I think that's good, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I look at it every once in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's about it.
How long did it take to build the golf course?
Well, it was a hard deal. They hit a lot of caliche, didn't they? And
yeah.
It was hard work.
I'd say to get it in shape, it took about 5 years.
They have a lot of trouble with the caliche?
Yeah, the caliche was there. It got to be more expensive than they figured on.
Naturally. In fact, you know it is, right near Western.
Another interesting thing, you're not on now, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing is when they built both the then known as the Apache Hotel, they struck water, and that is now the Benny Binion Horseshoe Club. And across the street, when they built the Golden Nugget, they also struck water, and that delayed the completion of the construction of the Golden Nugget.